Anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with That You Go Girl, Juanita Nelson Cone. Well, good morning, my beauty beauties. Welcome. You feel that morning stretch? Oh, that's a wonderful morning stretch. Welcome to the One Talk Show, Tarot, Podcast, and TV with your host, me, Juanita, That You Go Girl, Nelson Cones. I am so excited, you guys, to be here, all right? I am. Let's get this turmeric tea going. Gotta make a quick run down the block. I'm excited because it's a wonderful opportunity to live your life, to express your happiness, your joy, your cheer, right? To others. As you all know, I had, stepped away from the twin flame journey as best as I could. Well, the counterpart part, because it just wasn't working out, you know. He wasn't coming full circle, and the truth is, you cannot force anyone. I don't care, even if they know the way, if they've shown you the way. Because that's what it was with me and my twin. I was very confused because I'm like, wait a minute. But you're the one who kind of put me on this path, if you will. You know what I mean? So it was a little daunting, to say the least, to discover that my twin wasn't really awakened, you know. Because when I needed him to, when I became awakened, right, I needed him to, you know, carry me or show me the way, right? But I think that everything that has happened had to happen exactly how it happened. I do. I really feel that in my heart of hearts, because without that push and pull, oh, the kitty threw up. Aww. Without that push and pull, I'm gonna leave it there for right now because I don't wanna. Let me get this. Hold on, you guys. I'm sorry. We have a little kitten that we're caring for and it threw up. Let me just get that. Okay, so, many shifts have occurred. Many shifts. I haven't been on in a while, so let me see if I can do a quick recap for you guys over the past 6 months. So, technically, my twin and I we are in communication as it were. We're in a form of communication. Oh my goodness. See, that's why I can't leave. I'm just looking outside. We have the Christmas stuff up in our little, snow animals and stuff that blow up. My cat, she couldn't wait to lay on it. She all laying on Frosty, probably putting holes in his. Oh, that's what cats. Lord, these cats. If I blow that Frosty, if I plug that Frosty in, Luca, and he is popped, I promise you gonna get it, girl. Ooh, Lord, that's why they outside, child. That's why they outside. But anyway, I digress. So, yeah, so basically, you know, it's almost as if I thought he was coming, you guys. I thought he was coming. I thought this shit was over. I thought we made it. I thought, you know, the cycle was complete, even after all the hurtful things. And when I tell you hurtful things, I mean hurtful things. And I had to, I'm a very forgiving type person. So I have to remind myself of people's treachery. You know what I'm saying? So I don't relive it. I had to literally remind myself, you know, that this man of the things that he had done, because for a long time, I was in the dark about it. I won't say in denial, but I was literally in the dark, you know? And that's not a good place to be, you know? When you love somebody and all you want is for them to, you know, be real with you. You feel me? So I know that, you know, we probably went through a phase where he just felt ashamed, you know, like he just really felt ashamed of himself for the things that he did that I don't even know. You know what I mean? Like, he knows everything he's done and he can account for all of his behavior, right? But I don't know details. I don't know exact. You know, I don't know any of that. And it's probably good that I don't. You know, it's probably good that I don't. So, because the few details that I do know, let me tell you, honey. That's enough to keep me away. That's enough to keep me away forever. You feel me? So, imagine if I knew, like for real everything. Oh, my God. That's why I kept asking him. Excuse me, guys. I'm digging in this bag real quick. That's why I kept asking him for, you know, closure. That's why I kept asking him to just, hey, just give me closure. You go your way, I go my way type thing, you know. And I know some people say, honey, nobody can give you closure, okay? It's like you think you want closure, but then, you know, you're just going to be asking 20 questions like, well, why did you do this or why did you do that? Well, yeah, we all want to know why. Why does a person ghost you that claims they love you? Sure, we want to know why. Why does an individual treat you as if, you know, they can't stand you? You know what I'm saying? When they are the ones calling you every day, or you know how it go. Come on now. And it's like, well, I don't understand. If you don't want to be with me, then why go through all of this? Why are we going through all of this? What's the point of all of this? What's the point? Right? Why keep calling? Why keep trying to keep the connection together? Why? What's the point? If you don't want it. Right. So this last phase was particularly difficult because, oh, my God, he made me believe that he was coming. He literally made me believe that he was on his way, that he was coming, that it was about to happen, that all the waiting was over, all the all the turmoil had ebbed, and cool, we were, you know, about to be together, or at least come together and, you know, have sex and talk, at least, But alas, it was more of the same. More of the same. And it took its toll on me. It took its toll on me because I just was really not expecting it. I really was expecting for this to culminate. And to say the least, it's just, you know, I don't know, sad, sad. And so basically, you know, I kept trying to pull away, being like, all right, fine, let me just go on and go on my way, you go on your way, blah, 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 blah. And he's always with, no, Pi, I'm coming, no, I'm going to fix this, no. And I'm like, no, I love you, I really do, and this and that. And I'm like, man, you are the biggest gamer I've ever met. I can't believe this. So I was getting so upset, guys. I was getting so upset that I couldn't even focus. I couldn't focus. I had to sleep. I had to rest and recoup. I had to rejuve, you know. I couldn't focus. So, long story longer, you know, I got angry. I got very angry, and I started lashing out, and I started, you know, just being like, oh my God, leave me alone. This is dumb. I cannot keep doing this with you. It's like you make plans and then you break them, you know. He's not even courteous anymore. You know, he used to be so courteous. Like he would never stand me up or not call or not arrive when he said he would or not do what he said he was going to do. I mean, I'm talking a man, an honorable man of his word, integrity, everything, right? And I don't know this new person, this person that's being revealed to me. I don't know him. The guy that I knew, the guy that I fell for is gone. You know, he's gone. I think that he may have gone through a lot of trauma being out there. I think that these past karmics may have actually, you know, put him to the test. You feel me? And sometimes even the best of them can't, you know, they can't recover from some things that are done. So I started noticing that I was getting angry again. I was getting depressed again. And I don't do depression. I'm really, really strict about that shit, you know? And I just found myself really, really falling back down the rabbit hole. And, guys, y'all know that's not a good place to be. It's not a good place to be. It's not a good place to go. It isn't. I'm gonna run out of here real quick and do two things. I gotta check this printer guy out, because I gotta check that out. But anyway, so I really, really saw myself, you guys, falling back into that whole hole. Hey, little kitty. How you doing? He has a cone on his head. Poor baby kitty under the tree like a present. So I really found myself falling back into that abyss of sadness and, you know, oh shoot, now that's too much turmeric, dang it, sadness and, you know, trying to stay afloat and keep my head above water and not be affected and not cry, you know. Because I'm very sexually active and I want to couple with him, and it's hard for me to start something new with someone new like that, you know. It's very difficult, so it's hard. I'm a fixed sign, I'm Scorpio, so you know, I don't really like to change up my dance partner like that. So it's been a very difficult journey, to say the least, because I'm not in control. I have no control over any of this. I tried to control it. I tried to man it, if you will. I don't have no control. I don't have any power on this. I can't change anything. I can't fix anything. I can't create anything with this. I can't make him do. He can't make me do. We're all at free will here. There's all kind of things working together and against this union. So I'm not in control. I let it go. I let everything go. I was like, well, there's nothing I can do. There is nothing I can do. I gotta think about me. I gotta think about how his actions are affecting me, you know? I have to think about how I'm going to live my life, if I'm going to be one of those people that just allows the mayhem of others to ensue on my shit, you know? I can't do that. So I was getting so pissed off, right? I got so pissed off because he played me. He did. He was like, no, I'm coming. And of course, whatever happened to stop him from coming, whatever, that's not my problem. That's not my issue, okay? My issue is I was there waiting and, you know, whatever. So expecting, rather. And it didn't happen. He didn't come, right? And I'm just like, this is it. I'm done. You can't play with me like this. It's not fair. It's totally not fair. So, you know, I started to get very angry and lash out. And the first thing I was gonna do was, you know, go have sex with somebody. Because I figured, well, I didn't figure, you know, it's just my ego was like, well, fine. You don't want to be here. You don't want to take care of my needs. You know I have needs. You know I desire you. You know this, you know that. But you just not taking care of it, right? You're not taking care of it. And now I feel like I'm being harassed, right? Because, you know, fine, if you don't want to be with me, don't be with me, but don't torture me, you know? Don't call me and tell me things that you think I want to hear so that I'll, you know, stay put, if you will. You know what I mean? Because that's not going to keep me. That's not going to keep me from dating another guy, seeing another guy, having sex with another guy. You know, all those mind fuckery games that he likes to play, you know, that's not going to stop me. If anything, it'll make it more intense for me that I go out there and actually do it, you know, seriously. Because whereas I wasn't being harassed, I wasn't thinking about it. Now I'm thinking about it. See how that works? So I'm just like, dude, just stop. Just leave me alone. You go your way, I'll go my way. Because you obviously got something else going on. And all the cards I pulled have said the same damn thing. All the cards I pulled say the same thing. Like, okay. Whoever this person that you are inquiring about, they got a whole nother family going on. And it's not just a boyfriend and girlfriend. Oh, no, 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 no. There's marriage. There's legal connections. There's kids. There's money, property, inheritance, all kind of shit that is keeping them together. You know what I'm saying? So, and I don't know for sure that that's his storyline, but hey, It very well could be. I mean, because if a person is just not available for you, I mean, they're just not available, right? But they push up on you like they're available. They come at you like they're available. They make plans or try to offer you stuff to, you know, pretend like they're available. You know what I mean? So, I don't know what the real rule is, but I do know that it was starting to get really bad because I was already healed, you know? I'd already moved away from a place. I'd already moved away from a space that had me bound, y'all. Y'all know. And when I'm bound like that, I can't work on projects. I mean, I just can't. It just makes me like I'm confused. Not confused, but I'm absorbed, I'll say. I'm absorbed. My brain is absorbed with so many thoughts and other things that I can't think straight. I can't be creative. I can't, you know, put together my I need my bracelet back. I'm going to give her this one and take that one back. Like, girl, I need my bracelet. Like, I'll switch this one with you. I'll give you this one. I'll take my jade one back. Because I need my jade bracelet. She'll probably be like, no one of you gave it to me. Yeah, but I needed that. I'm going to give you, yeah, there it is. I'm going to give you this one, girly. And I'm going to take my jade one back. And I gave her that black one. Okay. I gave her this black one and my girl, I'm tripping. Okay. Yes, I need my jade one back. Sorry, buddy Bean. Sorry. I remember I had prayed over it and blessed it. Okay, so. Anyway, so. Yeah, so it really debilitates me, you know? Like, and I can't do the things that I want to do. I'm not focused on anything, you know, that I should be focused on. Because I'm too busy thinking about my twin flame. Thinking about where we went wrong, what happened, is he coming, is he really coming this time, is it really gonna happen now, man, that shit consumes you, yo, oh my goodness, it consumes you, it consumes you, and then I'm waiting, not waiting around, but I'm like, you know, he's texting me, and then he'll say something, and like, we'll start to talk, a little bit, because he's not really directly talking, but he's communicating somewhere. So we'll start to talk, and oh my goodness, you know what I'm saying? Then we're responding back and forth, or he'll say something that he thinks is going to trigger me, or, you know, call me, because people have been contacting me, yo. People contact me, tell me shit, or they'll anonymously say something, you know what I mean? And I'm like, wait, what? You know? I'm like, dude, this, I can't. So supposedly, the last word was, you know, he got some chick pregnant, you know what I'm saying? That's what I heard through the grapevine, but he's like, you're lying on me. You're lying on me. I'm not lying on you. I'm just repeating what I heard. So anyway. You know, that's a that's an automatic game over for me. Shit, game over, nigga. And that would be some vindictive shit too, because this particular person, that I said that to them, and that's my fault. I shouldn't be talking to fucking haters and karmics. But I said that to this person at that one time where I did speak with them, that, you know, we were supposed to be having a baby, and we're supposed to be having our son, and we're supposed to be doing this and that. Shit. They made sure that they stopped all that action. They held that nigga up for the whole year that we were supposed to be getting pregnant. They held him up for that whole year. I'm like, dude, we're supposed to be 9 months pregnant, or in our eighth month, or, you know, somewhere around there. Right now. The baby's supposed to almost be here. You know, right now. But no. I'm nowhere near pregnant. Nowhere near it. And, nope. You know? Nowhere near close, anywhere closer to us being together from what I could see. So I just left it in the hands of the universe. Source got it. Source got it. Source got me. Source got the situation. And I'm not, you know, I can't worry about it. Mm-mm. What for? You know? What for? So in me, okay, so let me just back up a little bit. So, so I started to get a little upset again. I started to try to kind of almost go back down that rabbit hole, right? So I had to stop myself, right? Because now I'm like, okay, you must not think that I get any attention. You must think that I'm just sitting at home doing my tarot and my podcast, and I don't go out, and I don't have no, I don't know what the fuck, right? So I was like, let me, you know, peep game. Let me let you know that I'm straight, homie. It's not that I can't get no dick. That's why I stopped saying forced celibacy, you know, because now I'm happily celibate now. You know, it's been like 7 months or some shit like that. So I'm good. I'm like, all right, cool. I done made it over major humps and hurdles and, you know, shit like that. And it would be even easier for me if he wasn't calling me trying to say certain sexual things, you know, getting me all riled up or whatever. But, hey, that was part of it. Like I always tell you guys, go through the entire twin flame process. Go through the whole thing. Go through it. Let it rip you a new one. Because when I tell you, if you go through it, it will rip you a new one. It will sharpen those tools you need to be the light worker healer that you are. It will just put you where you're supposed to be. Okay? And for that, I'm grateful. So we got to a point where, you know, now he, when he does certain things, I don't know. There's a shift happening because, like, normally, like right now, I would have already texted him, oh my God, 10 times, right? Responding to the text that he sent. You know what I mean? I would have already texted him 10 times already. But nope. I'm just matching him. You know, and basically I've asked him just to be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like, boy, be quiet. You just talking. You love to hear yourself talk. You love to. And right now I'm just humoring him. I'm allowing him to be able to text me and say little stupid shit. Because soon I won't even be getting those texts. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting my private number. This line that I work from now is a business number, and it will completely transfer over to business. Okay, my cashier is just so spoiled. Boba, hush up now. Stop that crying. Stop that crying. So, and then I won't even be affected by these little texts or emojis or nothing like that, because it's just respectful, and it's hurtful because he knows that He knows we should be together. Okay. He knows we should be together, and he should be treating me like the royal empress that I am, the high priestess that I've become. Okay, you're gonna make me go out the back door. This child, when I tell you, they be bombarding my front door like, you ain't coming through unless you rub me, touch me, give me something. And watch her be right here at this door. Watch. As soon as they hear the door open, they be like. Good, she didn't hear it. Yep, there she go. Hi, baby. I love you. I gotta go, little pooter. I'll be back. So, yeah, it's important to me to stay focused and to keep myself together because I have a lot of projects that I want to do, you know? I have a lot of things that require me to stay focused. If I get off focus, shit won't get done because I'll be sleeping. I'll be drinking and sleeping all day, you know? Thinking about this fool and how come he... playing games and crying and all that old stupid shit while this nigga is at work making his money, doing what he want to do, flirting with bitches, making friends, kicking it with his homeboys, going out. They probably like, same place, same thing. He probably like, you know it. You know what I'm saying? Move, Luca. Get off his frosty. I'm sorry, you guys. Sorry for the silence. I had to fix my little thing here. But anyway, yeah, I just be, you know, concerned, like, you know, like, I'm not being productive. I'm not getting anything done. I'm not. Why is this woman parked in the middle of the street? That's what I don't understand. Just because you have your hazards on does not mean that you can be parked right there. You need to go down there to that fucking clinic. Get away from our houses with that shit. What is that right there? Lord, there's so much shit going on out here, you guys. I've gotten distracted. That's why I don't do my podcast outside anymore. Because it'd be just too much shit going on. But anyway, like I was saying, I get distracted and I can't focus on my goals. I can't focus on my career. I'm not doing any projects. Now they gonna pull up and pull in front of my driveway. Now you know you got to fucking go. Why are you stopping in front in the street, lady? Lord, let me go out here and gang bang on these motherfucking dumbass people. They so dumb. It just kills me how dumb they are. Good morning. She got this right here. What the? Larissa. So anyway, yeah, so it completely distracts me from what I want to do. keep going. Why you stopping? The fuck away from my house. Sorry, you guys. I just get so annoyed. They just like, they stop in the middle of the street. They want to put, so what, you got your hazards on? You should be somewhere else. Go park somewhere. You know what I mean? Sorry about that, y'all. I get really, really, really agitated. What is this? What the fuck is that? So I get distracted. You know what I'm saying? I get distracted. And then I'm not living up to my full potential. You know, I'm not living my purpose. I'm not doing what I need to do for my... for my life. And then... then you look up, right? And you're like, well, it's nobody's fault but my own. It's nobody's fault but my own if I don't get this done or that done, because I'm the one who allowed the individual to distract me. You see what I'm saying? And when you look at the bigger picture of this whole entire thing, you see that the enemy, aka El Diablo, aka low vibrations, aka negative people, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what they come to do. That's all they come to do. And they're good at it. They're very good at it. And then you ask yourself, well, no, you know, I thought I was supposed to be waiting for my twin flame, or I thought this is going to be a love of a lifetime. Yeah, it is a love of a lifetime. It's the kind of love that requires your lifetime. You know, it's the kind of love that grows you, that heals you, that breaks you down, that lifts you up, that teaches you all these things, okay? And if you allow it to happen, it's the best thing that could ever happen to you. Trust me. Trust me. It's the fucking hardest thing that you will ever go through. Trust me. Trust me. But it's totally worth it. Worth it. I know I'm gonna get the person that I'm supposed to be with. I know that my true love is coming. I know that the connection that I share with my twin flame is part of the reason that my true love is coming. I know that the benefits of being in this type of connection is beyond anything I can imagine, because I'm telling you, when I tell you that this last phase, it starts to feel, you know, when you just keep going through it, you start to feel shit. It starts to feel like
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
So we get to this place, and we start to feel as though, well, you know, I've come so far now, I can't turn back now, or damn, how much more of this can I take, you know, this is so unfair. It's like, when you come out of that, then you really get to another space. You get to a space where you're like, you know what, I can feel the test. I feel the test, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel the test, I feel like I'm learning, I feel like I'm going to the next level, I feel, you know what I mean, all these things. So, for me, I like it, for me, I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great. And the more you grow, the more you learn, the more you sacrifice yourself to give, you know, of yourself, the more you will begin to see that everything that's happening is happening for your good. Everything, like everything that's happening, right, in this whole twin flame journey. So in my particular situation, we started, like I said, the banter kind of started up again, and I really, really, we were slightly communicating. It was still the same old same, and that's what I had told myself. I was like, because people like, well, how do you know when your twin comes back, how do you know if they're really serious this time, or how do you know if they're not playing as, because you don't know, you know, and there's many checkpoints that you could do to check it out, to see if this person has, you know, changed. And let's just keep it real, y'all. A lot of these guys and girls are narcissists. They are. They don't even know that they're baby narcissists, okay? It's new to them, all right? So, oh, shoot. It's new to them, okay? They don't know that they're displaying narcissistic behavior. They don't know. They just, you know. So, yeah, so they don't know. Sorry about that, you guys. I had to get out of my car and pull my little mirror thing out. But you start to just feel like, well, you know what? This is really stressful. You know, it's really stressful because you're doing everything possibly human that you could do, all right, to show this person, to prove to this person that you love them, that you're there, you're devoted, you're dedicated, you're committed to what you guys got going on. You you want to be in the connection, you know, all these things, right? And then you look up and you're like, well, I should have got that. You look up and you're like, well, I don't understand why things aren't panning out, why we aren't connecting, why. And that why, let me tell you, that why is what eats your ass alive. That why will tear your ass because you may never know. You may never know the why, boo-boo. You may never know. You know what I'm saying? And you wasting all your energy and your life and your love on why? Who gives a fuck about the why? Nobody really cares about the why, because the why is very clear. The why is narcissism, egotistical tendencies, third-party situations, infidelity, cheating, abuse, all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? All kind of shit. So the why is the universal quintessential why, all right? That's not what we want to really focus on. We want to focus on stopping the behavior. Fucking stopping the behavior. Let's stop this shit. Let's dead it. You know, let's dead it, right? That's what we need to be focusing on, okay? Once a person admits, oh my shit, what the hell? Ooh. That's why you gotta let the Lord lead you, honey. If I had come out here, 10 minutes ago? This fool in the fucking pickup truck done. I don't even know how that happened. So, on the wrong side of the street, there's a car that ran into a house, I think. Okay, anyway. Let's move it along. These officers don't know what the hell they doing. Directing traffic in the way. Okay, how did that happen? Okay. How did that happen? I'm sorry, you guys. So there's a pickup truck on the sidewalk, jackknifed in front of somebody's house, turned over. So I'm thinking that maybe he miscalculated the turn and was going to turn. But he went up on the sidewalk instead. All I know is that these people are in my way. Come on. Move. Wow. It's too crazy. This is crazy. So anyway, yeah, you know, you look up and you wonder, like, you know, well, come on, man. Y'all letting these other things turn in front. I gotta go. airbag deployed. I don't know what the hell happened over here, but... Fucking redirecting us all out the fucking way, man! Sorry, guys. That's why I don't be doing my podcast when I come outside, because it be some bullshit going on all the damn time. These people can't drive, or they driving drunk, or they driving while they watching on their phones. Or my phone is in this cradle over here, so both my hands are on the steering wheel. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that just gets on my nerves. So that just took me all out my way. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I just get excited. Day in the life in LA. Day in the life in LA. Okay, so, yeah, so basically, you know, you get to a point where you're like, well, either I'm gonna make the best of the situation, right, and move forward and keep myself out the way, right, and just live my life, right, but then you have these people who want to continue to test you. They continuously try to test you, they continuously trying to pull you back into the misery with them, crabs in a bucket, because misery loves company, all right. I know people get really all up in their emotions, like, oh, but he called me, or she called me, or, you know, she said, or he said, don't leave him, and they want me to stay, and they love me, and little, on, right? And look, I have to admit to you that, yeah, that is a very triggering type of, you know, very triggering, okay? Very triggering. And I wish I had an easy answer for you, but I don't. I don't have an easy answer for you. What I do have for you, though, is, you know, the understanding that it ain't gonna last. It's not gonna last. This too shall pass. All right? That is true. That is Bible, if you will. That is law. Okay? It will pass, honey. All you gotta do is go through it. Be strong. Breathe. Cry. Scream. Do whatever you gotta do, but go through it and not be bitter. Go through it and not be scorned. Go through it and not be, you know, go through it and not change who you are, not change your happy meter, not change the fact that, you know, love is going to come your way, and when love comes your way, you don't want to ostracize that love. You don't want to treat that love as if, you know, you don't want to be bitter towards that love. You want that love to be as true and as pure as it could possibly be. Because, and they get me all twisted. I don't know if I'm going to speak. Anyway, I don't want to get down here. That's the trick. The trick is to go through this shit and not be bitter. Go through it and not be scorned. Go through it and not lose your happy. Go through it and still be able to smile. Go through it and still be able to accept and receive love. Go through it and still desire love. Go through it and still understand that love is coming your way. Go through it and still feel connected to source. Okay? That's the test. That's the trick. That's the tool. That's what you got to do. So, what I've discovered is it's really not rocket science, you know, like it's not, difficult to, see, what's funny is, or cold-blooded, however you want to term it, is the fact that in one thing, I can truly say, oh, you know, it ain't difficult, you know, this is easy, you can make it, you can do it, blah, 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 right? All of that, right? Because I'm on the other side now. Now, let me see, where is that printer guy? Was that on Figueroa? I don't recall if that was on Figueroa. Or... anyway, I don't care. I'm going to find him. It's the signs guy. He makes signs. They make signs, but they might be able to do what I need done. Anyway, yeah, and then that's the thing. That's been the whole thing, you know? Like, trying to... get myself in a position where I could do my projects, you know what I'm saying? Like, here I am trying to put my shit together, and I can't think straight because my emotions would be all over the place, right? My emotions all over the place. My my attention be just, you know, just crazy, like crazy. And you cannot, I don't know about y'all, but me, I can't be in my most creative, musing self when I feel all tense and uptight. You know what I mean? I just can't do it. I can't do it. So it really starts to play on my psyche, you know? It does. And, like, right now, I'm very excited because while I'm not really officially out and about, you know, I have to go do a couple things, but I'm going to check out this one printer that I wanted to, this printer guy that I wanted to check out, right? So I'm like, I feel good because if I had allowed what's going on between me and my twin flame right now to affect me, to continue to affect me, I wouldn't be getting anything done. I wouldn't be getting anything done. I'm screaming because that stupid accident is still going on down there, and I turned the wrong way, so now I'm going around in circles. Annoying. Annoying. Like, y'all haven't cleared that shit up yet. But anyway, So I'm excited because I'm taking myself to the next level. I have to do a few things that I want to do require artwork, right? Like original art. And while I have a daughter who is very good at the artwork and whatnot, you know, I don't know. It's like, she's very busy with her schoolwork and stuff like that, and it's just been challenging to get her to, you know, do some of the things that I need done. So I decided that I was just going to allow spirit to channel through me and provide the, you know, do the artwork for this first set of things that I need done, right? So, and it's really great. It's really kind of coming out like, wow, wow, I wasn't really expecting it to be like that. And the spirit gave me the theme, the spirit gave me the vibe, the spirit gave me the whole everything. So I used my guide as, you know, I used my guide to follow, to make sure that I got every part that I wanted to have. And from there, spirit just took over. So it actually is turning out really nice. And I'm going to go to this printer real quick, this sign guy, and just kind of see what options I have, you know, as far as getting these printed up and all that stuff. So I said that to say that that's part of my merch. That's part of my merchandise. That's part of my brand and everything, right? And if I'm constantly distracted and caught up by what my twin flame is doing, then then, you know, if I'm caught up with what he's doing, or I can't get myself out of a funk long enough to do the work that I need to do to prepare my company for, to move me in a place where, you know, where I can move forward, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, dude, you know, that's detrimental to myself. That's detrimental to myself. That's not keeping me where I need to be. That's not moving me where I want to go. You know what I'm saying? Careful with how I navigate, how I move, because I can mess around and miss out on a lot of blessings, a lot of opportunities, just because I'm, what, sad? Who gives a fuck about that? Sad about what? Somebody that won't come see me, sad about somebody that won't talk to me, sad about somebody that won't give me the love that I've given them, sad about somebody that won't come full circle, sad about somebody who knows that what they did was treacherous. They know that what they did was treacherous, but are they coming to fix that shit? No. They are not coming to fix it. So why should I waste any more time on being sad about it? What for? What for, man? What for? That shit don't matter. It don't matter. You know, what for? Because when you think about it, when it's all said and done, you are going to be the one that's losing out, my love. You are going to be the one that's missing time. And the universe has already blessed you. Like, some of you I know, because he did it for me. They did it for me. Some of you I know, you know, you guys have been given a second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth chance, you know, to fulfill your goals and dreams, to get it out, to do it, to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? You've been given these wonderful, another one, you know, aka hashtag DJ Khaled, another one. You've been given another one, another year, another 10 years, another 20 years. You've been given time. The clock has been dialed back. You've been given everything you need to propel yourself forward. So what you about to do now? You know what I'm saying? What you about to do now? Sit around and cry because the guy or the girl you thought you were going to be loving don't want to be loved like that? What? No. Come on now. And the reason that I can so assuredly, ballsy, frankly say it is because when you go through shit like this, you already know what time it is. You know. You know what I'm saying? When they don't come through, when they don't follow through, when they don't, I mean, I could drive myself crazy. I could literally drive myself loco, eight shit, thinking about, where is this guy? Is he coming? Is he mine? Are we going to be together? Are we going to come full circle? Is it going to work out? Every time I see a bus, I could stop. Oh, is he on that bus? Every time I see a bicycle in front of the bus, is that his bike? Every time I see somebody on a bike riding, is that him? Every time I, come on, man. Every time I go to a specific place where I used to hang out, where I used to see him, oh, is that him? Is he there? Are we going to link up? You know what I mean? It's like, it will drive you literally insane. And why would you want to be driven insane like that? Why would you want to drive yourself insane? Well, some people like it. Some people like it. Some people are so afraid of growth, expansion, change. They are so afraid of it that they will sabotage themselves. Hear me now. They will sabotage themselves. They will sabotage anything good coming in their lives because they just can't take it. They cannot take the pressure of being happy. And I'm going to leave it right there, you guys, okay? But I want you to know that everything is fixable. Everything can be fixed. Everything can be changed. Everything can grow. Everything can develop. Everything can go from being a harsh situation to, you know, something good. Everything can. You just got to put in the work. You just got to try. You just got to, you know, dig in. And the only thing really that you need to do at this point is not be bitter. You have to get yourself to a place to where you are not bitter. You are not bitter. You are not, you know, sad and depressed, and you can't smile, and you don't want love no more, and you don't wanna be with anybody anymore. You don't wanna love. Somebody come your way with love, you like cussing them out. Nah, you don't wanna be like that. You don't wanna be like that. You want to make sure that everything you are working hard to establish for yourself comes to fruition. You don't want to allow anybody to come into your headspace that can, you know, make you feel like.
Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light. And see you in the funny papers. Bye.